K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Podcast 71, bang on the drum. Benny, we are back with the bingo calls.
If we keep going down this path, it'd be podcast 71, the show is done.
Do we not like the bingo calls anymore?
No, I don't mind them. It's a nice way to start. How are you? How's life? The dog, have we got it? Are we any closer? You're getting a dog?
I don't think I've revealed that on the podcast
yet.
Oh,
really?
No.
Oh, well, you're a dog.
Sorry. Getting a dog, getting a puppy, yep. Which is very exciting.
Good news.
I think a lot of people are worried about getting dogs to sleep. I might just play the podcast and that'd put the pup to sleep.
Yeah, I'd put anyone to sleep, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
No, let's not start the show that way. We've got a massive podcast coming up this week, Andrew.
Yeah, coming up, I'm going to talk to you about one child being left distraught after he left a shop overseas. Been going to this shop a lot for two or three years, but this one particular time, left absolutely gutted.
Andy, I've also got a story about a couple that was luring an animal, a wild animal, to their home.
Mm.
And it is probably the silliest thing you've ever heard of.
All right, we'll do all that plus a bit more. Enjoy.
Andy, the difference between you and me, I think you're much more money savvy than I am.
Do you reckon?
I think not in terms of like saving, but I think in terms of in spending something, because, you know, I don't mind a bit of a gamble.
Yeah.
I'll probably drink more than you a little bit.
Yep.
And I'll probably have more of a, what are they called? Like a impulsive buy.
Yeah.
And you, on the other hand, would be like, oh, I'm not sure if I want to get that. You'll have a good think about it.
It's a big purchase. I'll do a bit of research into it, make sure I really want it. And the more I dig into an item, I'm like, okay, probably don't need a coffee machine.
Yep.
Maybe I just keep buying a coffee each morning.
And I would say one of the bigger things that separates us is you've been down ventures as, you know, the Belmont Market, where you sell your things.
You laughed at me. I made $600 at the Belmont Market.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. But that is free money.
The man knows how to make a deal. Whereas I'll probably just throw those clothes away.
You throw it to the salvos. Yeah.
Difference between you and I. You know,
free money.
I'm charitable.
Free money.
I'm very charitable.
You're an idiot.
And you've also gone down the marketplace.
Love it.
Now,
love it.
A young man has put a video on TikTok around his, I guess, capabilities in making money. And I don't know why, but it just annoys me. Now,
because you're not doing it.
Well, yes. I think it's because I don't do it, but I would never do it because I actually think he's taking advantage of the situation.
Go on. I'll be the judge of that.
So he thinks he suggests I'm making $10,000 a year and this is what I'm doing. So he goes onto marketplace sites.
Yep.
He buys cheap couches. So the rundown, worn down couches. He negotiates a cheap price.
Yep.
Picks it up. Cleans. Refurbishes, all that sort of stuff, and then sells it for a profit.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but if you're not doing anything, let's say this, I think this kid's young, living at home, and he's got a license to pick up a couch, does that, and he said the key is that you offer drop-off because people will love that. They don't want to go and pick something up.
That's what I was going to say. No one wants to pick up big couches because, one, you don't have the ute, you don't have the trailer. It's annoying to message a mate who's got a ute to then bring it over. Mm. So he delivers.
But yeah, he delivers. But purely on a, and what it looks like is purely just a vacuum and a bit of a fluff of the pillows, and all of a sudden it looks like a brand new couch.
Yeah, nah.
Why that annoys me is that you're taking a cheap couch from someone that needs to buy a cheap couch.
Yeah.
And you're making money off it.
Yeah.
Jeez, that annoys me.
It's
because, one, I'm not making money off it.
Yeah.
And two, I'm actually looking for a new couch at the moment.
Wow. How's this? It's so weird that you bring this up. There's been a couch sitting on Roberts Road, I reckon. I drive past it every day. It's been there for about 3 weeks. Like, it's an L-seater couch that wraps around. It's huge.
Yeah.
It looks comfy. But because it's been outside for so long, the rain's got to it.
Is it free?
It's free.
Do we pick it up?
I'm thinking,
refurbish it, give it a clean and see what we can make off it.
It's not a bad idea. A
couple of $100.
So long as it stays at your house while we're trying to sell it.
Mate, if we do it up well enough, I might even just put it into the lounge.
Andy and Ben's
time is dreaming.
What's he asking?
150.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
This is going to bring a smile to your face. Often on Tell Him He's Dreaming, it's crazy items like Michael Jordan shoes. We've had Pokemon cards before. Diamonds we've had. We have to guess the price.
Had a bikini.
Oh, that's right. The diamond encrusted bikini.
Yeah. What are you doing with your hands?
Sorry, I'm touching my chest. This one today, though, an Indian doctor was tricked into buying an Aladdin lamp. Now, he was promised that buying this big-ticket item, it would give him both wealth and good fortune.
Do you know how when you buy a car and you say, can I take it for a test drive? I feel as though in this situation, when magic is on offer, you'd kind of want to see it before you bought it.
Now, he's a doctor out of India. Surely, doctors are smart. Yeah. I'm stereotyping.
Look, maybe falling on tough times.
But really, are you thinking, you know what? There is a lamp here, an Aladdin lamp, that's going to bring me wealth and good fortune.
Well, Will Smith was very charming in the movie. So maybe he just thought, look, if I can get a pal like Will Smith, I don't know.
How much do you reckon he's paid for this Aladdin
he's
lamp?
He's gone millions, I reckon. Are we talking Australian dollar?
Well, I've got Australian dollar, but I've also got the rupiah as well, if you want to do rupiah.
I'll go Australian dollar. I've brushed up on my rupiah, but, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Look, Australian dollar, he's got to go 50 grand.
You're going $50,000.
Yeah, 50 grand.
Oh, I love it. He's paid $135,000.
Oh, my God.
How's this? So he's purchased it for $135,000. He's played around with the lamp, realised that he hasn't got good fortune and he hasn't got more wealth. He's gone to the police station and said, hey, these are fraudsters. I've purchased this lamp. Anyway, these two guys have since been arrested for selling the lamp.
That is ridiculous. How
can you be arrested? You've sold a lamp.
But what did he say to the cops?
He's like, hey, I've purchased this Aladdin lantern.
Yeah, I've been rubbing it all day.
And still nothing.
And then I worked my way to the lamp.
Ben, I flicked your message yesterday, I think it was, just saying, hey, mate, I'm just looking over the resume. Can't remember the last time I spoke to any of my references on my resume. Any chance I could put you down as a reference? Now, you were pretty good about it. And you're like, yeah, mate, look, no dramas. And if you need a hand with your resume.
Happy to help you.
Happy to help out, which is brilliant.
Now, that's more of a selfish reason as well.
Why?
Well, because if I'm a reference, that means I'm supporting you in getting a job.
Mm.
So what I would like to see is that you're actually putting in some sort of an effort with your application.
Yeah, okay. But I think the funny thing is putting down a mate for a reference. I think that's gold.
They don't know we're mates.
Hey?
They don't know we're mates.
Exactly. And you'll obviously sing my praises and say how great I am.
You would hope.
Yeah. And why I need a resume is because a Norwegian internet browsing company called Opera, not quite sure what it's called, which is probably a pretty bad sign if I'm applying for it.
And you don't know what it is.
they are searching for somebody, it's only for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Right up your alley.
To browse the internet.
Whoa.
Browse the internet. You're going to be on the hunt for memes. You're going to be looking at cute baby animal videos. But while you're doing this, you're live streaming your experience.
Right. For okay? what purpose?
So you're just browsing the internet. Yeah. Doing your mundane things that you'll be doing, but people can be watching you while you're searching the internet. $9,000 for 2 days, 2 weeks' work.
Is it, are you able to do whatever you like, or are there certain things that you have to tick off?
Well, there's a few things that you have to tick off. They want you to search for memes and watch just animal videos. But what they say is we want someone who has the guts to share their online experience with the world.
Yeah, so that's what I'm sort of getting at. So obviously with your foot fetish and things like that, will you obviously stay true to yourself?
Or... Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to be hiding behind any curtains.
Yeah.
And you being my reference, you need to know that.
I have to support it.
I won't shy away from anything, mate.
So let's pretend. Like, let's say you're the employer.
This is a hypothetical. I'm in the interview, am I?
No, you're the employer and you're calling me.
And which one's the employer? So
the one that gives the job.
Okay, yeah, and you're the employee.
Jesus.
We're getting there.
So you're asking, no, I'm not the employee. I'm me. I'm the reference. So
you're the reference. Okay,
to get a reference for
you. Okay, here we go.
All right. Just hey, so I can practice.
Hey, Ben, is it?
Yes, hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey, look, we're just a Norwegian internet browser here. We've got a...
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
We've got a reference, a resume, I should say, here for Andy Sunderland. Do you know him?
Yes, yeah, no, Andy. Used to work together.
Used to work together?
Yeah. No, we currently work together.
Okay, and is he a nice bloke?
And this is how far removed from full-time work you are.
What?
If I'm a nice bloke, they'll give me a job.
Surely. You got to go on that sort of first appearance basis thing,
isn't
it?
To be fair, that wasn't a true hypothetical, because as soon as I would have heard Norwegian internet company, I would have hung up the phone. Any much of an animal person?
Mate, love them. Oh, dog person.
Yeah.
Oh, but in terms of like going to the zoo, yeah, I think I like animals. I do like animals.
Simple question, mate.
Yeah, just, I am.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All for it. Well, you know I don't like cats.
Yeah. What did your mum say?
Well, I can't remember.
A good cat's a good
no,
cat.
No, yeah, good cat's a good cat. Yeah.
Yeah. I would never offend your mother.
Yeah,
I know
don't.
Better than
yeah,
that.
Good.
Well, it's not offending your mother. I'd never out your mother.
Thank you.
How do you go about feeding wild animals?
Oh.
So do you put the bread out for birds? That's what I'm
Have
asking.
I told you the story about when I went to Bali?
No.
Went to Bali and they had this like monkey temple or monkey kingdom or whatever it was
oh,
called.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. They give you the bananas.
Some bloke said, you've got to buy the bananas. Now I didn't realise I had a fear of monkeys until I bought the bananas and walked into this temple and got attacked by like 10 monkeys at the same time. I threw the bananas and I was like, never again would I feed wild animals.
Interesting you left the part out about you running away crying.
It was terrifying. I hate monkeys. They're gross. And so, no, I'm not feeding any wild animals anymore after that.
An elderly couple in Colorado has been fined $400 for luring bears to their home.
Why would you want to feed bears?
And this is the conversation. It says an elderly couple was in the area and luring bears for over a year.
What do you lure them with?
Over a year. Just a couple of sandwiches?
No, it would be meat. Well, bears are meat eaters.
I think so. They've put out a big dish of water, like a dish,
like a trough,
as in like a trough for water.
Yep.
And then also just pretty much throwing food and snacks to the bear. Now, what the authorities are saying. Now, my first problem with this is $400. $400 is not deterring anybody.
No.
If you're in a position where you can feed bears, $400 is not deterring you.
But why? I don't understand why you do it.
Oh, a bit of a novelty. I've got bears in the backyard.
Yeah, but they're not your pet. They're wild.
They're kind of saying that. They're like, it's feeding bears is selfish and can end up leading to the bear's death. Because if you're feeding them, then they're not using their skills to
find food.
They rely on you to do it.
Yep.
So that's an issue.
Yep.
But also, I dare say, not only the bear's death, potentially the person feeding them
absolutely
is going to die as well.
Yeah, it's hungry. You haven't fed them enough.
Yeah,
guess who they're coming for.
Don't think your back door is going to keep you safe. Imagine trying to sleep. Every noise you hear in the backyard, you're like, oh, the bear's back.
We used to have neighbours that used to feed magpies. And at like 6 o'clock every morning, there'd be like five or six magpies lined up ready for food. And I was like, this is gross. Like it was in a unit block.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, not for me.
Did you line up behind the magpies and think to yourself you might get a free breakfast?
I was a poor uni student at the time. Hey, can you feed me as well?
Just a slice or two.
Ben, they say there's 2 weeks between a good and a bad haircut.
Well, they reckon. Sometimes it's 30 years. We're still waiting for yours to come through.
Oh, good one.
Thank
very
you.
Good.
Well, working on it.
I think it's very different between men and women in terms of a haircut because you can wear a hat and it's sort of short
hair. You
can
go bald.
You can go bald. You can shave it all off.
Yeah, get rid of it.
But I'm very particular who cuts my hair.
Really? Because you used to use dog clippers. So
which is bizarre.
Really strange, yeah.
It's bizarre, but that was when I was single. And I was probably single because I was cutting my own hair.
You should be ready to mingle, but unfortunately, the dog clippers didn't help.
Did not help at all.
Although business was booming.
I had two people that came and saw me. You actually never got your hair cut by me.
Why would I?
Well, when your girlfriend's a professional hairdresser,
oh my God.
I guess it makes sense. A mother over in America has been left absolutely mortified after a 9-year-old son got his hair cut at a barber that they've been going to for 2 years. So they've been customers there for ages.
Yeah, nice. Regulars.
The mother has said the barber mutilated her son's hair and left him with a wonky bowl cut fringe. Now, it's being described as Jim Carrey's character out of Dumb and Dumber. Have a look at the photo.
I'm looking at it now.
And it is one of the worst haircuts you have ever seen.
It is. Look, it's not that bad.
Are you kidding me?
It's horrible.
It's not straight. And it's like a front fringe that would be like it's so far up his forehead. You can't save that.
No. Now, that's a shave job. Shave it off.
Halfway Start through again. The haircut, the mother just said, oh, hey, look, I hate to offend you, but can you please fix my son's hair? I'm not sure what you're doing. The barber got quite offended and kept cutting, but in fact made the haircut worse. After their haircut, she politely asked for a refund, and the barber said for them never to set foot in the store again.
Why would you?
Now, this is so bizarre. But what I think has happened is when they got in there, she said to the barber, just the usual haircut for my son, as they've been going in there for 2 years. Now,
Well, if that's the usual.
But does this barber think that the son's someone else and someone else gets a haircut like this?
Maybe. Maybe let's not laugh at the haircut because people are out there rocking them.
No one's rocking the haircut.
I wouldn't have thought so.
It is the worst haircut I've ever seen.
It's kind of a conversation. Like, I mean, maybe it's because I'm not great with sort of arguments and things like that and getting awkward.
Mm.
But, like, is it really necessary to even bring it up? Like, just leave and don't go back.
I remember when I was a kid, I asked for a Superman haircut.
What's a Superman haircut?
Oh, I've got no idea, but that's what I wanted. I love Superman.
Quick
so
and
I wanted,
slick.
I wanted the Superman haircut. Anyway, I left the hairdressers crying because it wasn't a Superman haircut. Now, looking at this haircut, I had nothing to cry about. Like, that child, he's 9 years old. You dread going to school.
Although, to be fair, when you're looking in the mirror, anyone would cry.
Oh, good one, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Here we go, mate. Podcast is done for another week.
You've just put the bingo call in there.
What do you mean?
Podcast 71, the show is done.
Well, it's not done yet. We've got to do this.
Absolutely.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, my Thought of the Week comes around.
I'd imagine there would be there'd be a lot of time and effort and thought put into this one.
Absolutely. I've been stewing on this all week.
Well, let it out. Flesh it out with not only myself, but our podcast listeners.
And this is very Victorian specific, so I do apologise to our international listeners. But we've had what's called the Ring of Steel in the last couple of months.
For those of you that don't know what the Ring of Steel is, it's not Ben talking about his bowel habits.
No. Which I have been known to have an iron stomach. I can't eat anything.
It's pretty much a border between Geelong and Victoria.
Inside our state. Geelong and Melbourne,
where people can't cross unless you live within Geelong.
Yeah, and my thought of the week, or regional Victoria.
Regional Victoria.
So my thought comes from, I want to know, when this ring drops, will you be able to tell who has been in regional Victoria and who is a Melbourne native just by the way we act? Because we've obviously had the lack of restrictions in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
And they haven't. They're sort of going from 0 to 100 here, being able to just go anywhere they want.
It's a weird feeling.
So I wonder if, like, etiquette comes into it. Like, you'll see them at the pub with the mask on sitting at a table, where we know you can take it off when you're sitting down. Just those little behaviours. It'd be nice to see if we can tell the difference. Like, there's a Melbourne person, they're from Geelong.
We've got a couple of weeks on. It'd be nice if there was almost an armband, like, if you are from Melbourne.
To tag them.
Just so we can identify.
We can
so
really
we
keep our distance.
100%.
Hey, but welcome back, Melbourne, anyway.
We love you. Hey, we're out of here. Subscribe, like, see ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here.
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on KROQ 955.